It's okay to take a break. It is absolutely okay to take a break from social media, the news, everything that's going on. Now, I'm kind of specifically talking to Americans, but this applies really to anyone. If you were in Australia and going through the bushfires and all the fires that happened back then with COVID here in America, I know it's worse than other places, but seeing the daily numbers of people who are dying, you do not have to tune into all of that and watch all of it every single moment and be glued to your TV. It is absolutely okay to take a break, and I'd like for you to give yourself permission. I have been taping episodes this week, and I mentioned that it had been weighing heavily on my mind what had happened here in America Wednesday night. This is going to be an unedited, just a quick little bonus video. And if a cat jumps on my lap, we're going with it. Because I want to get this out this morning. I just think it's so important for you to remember that stepping back and taking care of yourself is really important. When you take care of yourself, that allows you to focus on what you need to do, to remain clear-headed, and to support others. And it can be really tough. I understand that. I just did a little placard and posted that Wednesday night about checking in with self-care and that it was okay to take a break. And someone responded, it's really hard. Of course it can be really hard. And you're concerned with everything that you're seeing. But remember, everything is energy. And so if you start to feed into that, that is going to increase your fear. When everything went down Wednesday, and just remember, when you take that break, you will find out what's going on. My phone was blowing up. I'm getting all these messages. And because I was working, I had no idea what was going on. You will not miss anything if that's a concern. And what I'd also encourage you to do is, if you're able, what is this bringing up for you? I'm taping this live. I think it's Saturday the 9th. We're being harassed by neighbors. Had to call the police about 10, 11 days ago. And what I said to my husband, so some things first happened in the summer and we didn't call and do anything. And now I'm like, okay, I have documented all that, but now talking to the police, what are our next steps? And I figured out about a year ago that sadly our neighborhood feels like a microcosm of what's going on in our country. But what I said to my husband because he's like, what's the likelihood that they'll do anything violent or harm us? Well, after Wednesday, but I have felt this way that this has been growing here, at least in America, and people just are nuts right now. And so you just don't know what someone can do. And so what I said to him is, this brings up for me all the times that I felt unsafe and unprotected in my life. And so it's kind of with everything, we're far away from DC and the violence and everything that's going on, but I'm concerned that it's not over. And so when these things happen, and it was kind of like with the neighbor, it's slim that they do anything, because they know we had a police car come out, and it's just unfortunately a small group of neighbors in our community. And so, they did anyway, they're telling each other. Think now that we've seen, okay, there's a police car. I let someone, I'm sure, that will spread the news know, okay, the next step's a restraining order. And because they've had apparently some police calls in the past, they're probably going to take a moment and say, wow, if that's on my record, I don't want to do anything. But what I said to my husband was, this brings up fear in other times in my life where I have felt unsafe or unprotected or feeling like I can't defend myself or stand up for myself. And one thing that I absolutely love about Tony, he makes me feel super safe and very protective and protected. And I love him. That's just something that feels really good to me. And so if this stuff is going on, or if it's COVID, whatever it is, what's that awareness that you can bring? What is it upsetting me? What's kind of making me go, whoa? And working on healing that as much as possible. Now, remember, there are always layers to things. These are things that happened to me years ago, and I've done a lot of healing, and I've done a lot of clearing of the energetic clutter, and yet it's not all gone, and that's okay, but I continue to work on it. And as much as you're possible, become present, because in this moment, everything is okay for me, and that is my point of power to change. And so getting off the news, getting off social media, taking a break. And if you're a caregiver, caring for a parent, you need a break as well. This can apply to everything that's going on in your life. You have to be the best version of you. If mama ain't happy, no one's happy. Happy wife, happy life. Those are in one's in my mom's kitchen and one is in mine. I have to take care of myself to be the best possible me. That allows me to take care of friends, family, my clients. It allows me to be open, to hear what I need to hear, and to be able to support people. So I'm just going to encourage you to remember it's okay to take a break. And where the attention goes, the energy flows. So now is a really important time to get self-care in. Go for a walk, hug a tree, hang out with your fur babies. Been fortunate I have classes going on. So Wednesday night I had a 90-minute class. Boy, was that a nice break. I didn't even think once of everything that was going on. And it was a spiritual class. So it was about raising vibrations. And it was great because it talked to, we had this great discussion with everyone in the group and people talking about worrying. And it reminded me, okay, take a deep breath, become present. You don't want to put all your energy on all the crazy neighbors. What can you do to take action to support you to move forward? So everyone, I'm wishing you well. I'm thinking of you. And I wanted to share, as I've been processing this, you'll find out I announced it February, but I'll just tell you a little earlier. I feel more and more comfortable with, instead of saying hasta la vista to the podcast, doing two episodes a month or two or three. So basically cutting it in half, because my husband's like, do you really want to stop the podcast? Because you really like that. And I just think because I've been so overwhelmed with stuff. But the more I thought about it, I thought, you know what? Instead of taking 2 6-week breaks, doing two episodes a month from going forward, and I don't know when that's going to happen. I've got full month scheduled for February and March and probably April. I haven't quite figured out. I haven't planned April yet. I've got kind of some sketches out, but I think that that's some point, maybe the summer, especially after we move, that that's what it'll turn to. And that will allow me more time to work on my writing and everything else that's really important while also supporting you. And I want you to, I'm going to announce this now. If you are sign up for my newsletter, you can get more information. I'm going to do about a twice monthly newsletter now and really putting some energy and focus on giving you a great newsletter. I'm letting you know my goals because we will be checking in through those throughout the year. So the first is a successful move to West Virginia. Tony and I are moving to be close to my family. So that is where my focus the first half of the year is. My second big goal is to have a draft of my end of life book. That had been the goal last year, but with everything that happened, and again, goals sometimes need to change and you have to be in the flow of life. So super solid draft of that and the accompanying book by the end of the year. And I think that's really possible. I'm already 30 pages in. Go me. And then the final one is my health is a priority this year. I need to lose weight. I need to exercise. I need to get healthy. And so I have a health watch that we just started this week. Love it because it talk about increasing my awareness. Wow, I'm not moving much during the day. And a reminder, if I've been standing or I'm sitting for an hour, boop, 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 get up. And I also joined Noom, which is, again, making you really aware. Ooh, my gosh, I've been eating a lot. But not only that, the psychology of why I might want a snacky snack. And the reminder, these are the good foods. And so since I'm being held accountable and it's got some really good visual stuff, that has been really great. So my goal is 30 pounds by the end of the year. So we'll see where I end up. I'd like to lose more than that. But since this is, I'm moving and got a bunch of other stuff going on, I thought slow and steady wins the race. I'm not a fan of fad diets. And, you know, if you exercise more than what you eat, then you're going to lose weight. So let me know what your goals are. And as always, my marketing team has said, at the end, tell them to subscribe to your YouTube channel, to rate, and to review, to like, and share, and all the good stuff. So I am being told what I'm sharing, what I was being told to say. So I'm thinking of everyone, just remember, it's A-okay to take a break. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.